Well, the Giannis Antetokounmpo era has officially come to an end in Milwaukee after the Bucks forward was reportedly traded to the Miami Heat. Evan Casey has a look at the impact he's made on the city and the state.
The Milwaukee Bucks select Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was just 18 years old when the Bucks chose him in the first round of the 2013 NBA draft. Born in Athens, Greece, to Nigerian parents, he had faced poverty and statelessness in his home country before becoming a professional basketball player. After he was selected, he sounded shocked.
I can't describe how excited I feel to get drafted in the first round. No, it's a dream come true.
In just a few years, he would help transform the Bucks from a franchise that barely made the playoffs to a championship contender. Nicknamed the Greek Freak for his unnatural abilities, the 6'11 forward first led the team to the conference finals in 2019. That was also the season he won his first Most Valuable Player award. In 2021, he led the Bucks to their first NBA championship in 50 years.
It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
Here's what it sounded like outside of the arena. Giannis, most fans call the superstar by his first name, was named the MVP of the NBA Finals.
I want to thank Milwaukee for believing in me. You know, thank my teammates, man. They played hard every freaking game. You know, I trusted this team. I wanted to do it here in the city. I wanted to do it with these guys. So I'm happy. I'm happy that we were able to get it done.
But the Bucks never returned to the finals in the years after that championship, and trade rumors began to swirl. Those rumors only intensified during the Bucks' disastrous season that ended in April with a record of 32-50. Late Monday night, an ESPN report confirmed the news that so many Bucks fans had long feared. Giannis was on the move. Milwaukee native Terrell Perkins spent his morning outside of the Bucks arena.
And I'm dealing with a lot of emotions right now. I mean, I'm happy, I'm thankful, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm crying, I'm just all over the place.
He called Giannis a generational player.
He made a name for himself, he made a name for the city, he made you want to wear a Bucks jersey proudly.
After the team's championship season, a massive mural of Giannis went up in downtown Milwaukee. On Tuesday, some fans were gathering there. One left a note that said, "Thanks for everything," while others took photos while wearing Bucks jerseys and hats. That's where Alex Lee was.
There was never anything that was unlikable about him. He was an excellent player, an excellent person, took the game very seriously, cared for the city.
Tom Lewandowski brought his 6-year-old and 5-year-old to see the mural.
Giannis is way more than a basketball player. We obviously have followed him as a Bucks player, but he's done so much good for the city.
Antetokounmpo has played all 13 of his seasons in Milwaukee. Some of his most memorable moments on the court include his huge block in Game 4 of the Finals, or his alley-oop in Game 5, known as the Valley-oop. Mike Breen had the call on the ABC broadcast.
Back away and stolen by Holiday! Phoenix has to foul!
Fans will also miss his goofier side. Soon after being drafted, he posted with amazement about trying new foods. "I just taste for the first time a smoothie," he tweeted. "Man, God bless America." More recently, he would post dad jokes on social media. And the day after he scored 50 points to win the Bucks the championship, he filmed himself ordering 50 Chick-fil-A nuggets.
"Can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly."
The Bucks also dealt away fan favorite Bobby Portis in the move, but they did acquire Wisconsin native Tyler Hero. The 2026-2027 season starts in October. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.